Okay, my friend, I'm going to ask you a question and I want you to actually sit with it for a second. When was the last time that you opened up an old podcast episode of yours, like episode 1, episode 12, and actually listened to it? When's the last time you actually looked at the show notes or looked at the title of the episode or even clicked inside of the show notes to see if those links still go anywhere? If your honest answer is, never. I want you to know that you are not alone. And this is a safe zone. So I'm not here to judge you or shame you or make you feel bad, friend, because that's my story too, right? But as a podcast manager and as a podcast strategist, I have to talk about this because not only was I doing this for multiple years, but this is also something that nobody in the podcasting space wants to talk about because it's not sexy and it's also not new. And also it's something that doesn't really feel like progress. And if anything, it kind of feels like you're wasting your time, like you're kind of doing it for no reason. And that is your back catalog. This is the podcast episodes that you've already published. They're on your feed. The ones that you've stopped thinking about because you've been head down focusing on recording the next one, right? But the problem is the ones that are still out there, the ones that are already published, they're still being downloaded, they're still being played, they're still showing up in searches, and it's still being the very first impression that somebody has of you when they find your show. And I'm going to be real with you because this is an entire conversation that we need to have about why most podcasters don't want to go back and what's actually waiting for you on the other side once you do. So if you have a podcast with a back catalog of episodes that are just sitting there and you know you can feel it in your bones, you can feel it in your gut, they're not doing anything for your business. But also the idea of going back and cleaning all of that up makes you want to take a nap. My friend, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Okay, so before we get into it, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I can talk through this resistance on this episode all day long until I am blue in the face, but if you actually want the framework to fix it, I have a free masterclass for that. It's called How to Get Warm Leads and Clients from Your Old Podcast Episodes. And inside of that masterclass, I'm going to show you exactly why your old podcast episodes are not converting, and I'm going to show you my signature 5-phase framework that you need to actually turn them into assets for your business. So tap the link in the show notes to save your spot for the next masterclass. I can't wait to see you there. So I'm realizing that as I get deeper into auditing my own podcast and auditing my clients' podcast, and also as I prepare for these amazing masterclasses that I have prepared, I'm realizing that most people, they don't want to go back and they don't want to audit or optimize their existing podcast back catalog, meaning like the previous episodes that they've published. They want to release episodes every week or every other week, but they don't want to go back and look at the title and the show notes and then the links inside of those show notes and make sure that they're not broken and that they actually lead somewhere. And I get it. I am, again, literally currently going through this myself, and it's not easy. In fact, I will say that this is universal. This is a universal problem. This is a problem that every single person who has a podcast will have, especially if it's an ongoing every single week thing. Eventually, you're going to have hundreds of episodes. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, well, I didn't even know that we were supposed to do this. I didn't even know that this was a thing. So I want to validate that too. Like, some people just don't even know that this is something that you should be doing, right? They don't know that after I publish an episode, eventually I should go back and check it out, right? I believe that some people just truly don't know that this needs to be done. And so there's some real reasons as to why there's either resistance or why somebody just doesn't know about this, right? And so once you can actually see what's underneath that, so once you see why this is so important, it's so much easier to move through it. And I want to name what is actually going on, because there are three reasons that I've identified why most people don't want to go back and audit and optimize their older podcast episodes. Number one is it feels like going backwards. So almost every single thing that you see on social media or even on YouTube, everybody is saying more volume, more downloads, more this, more that. Just do more. Because if you do more, it feels like you're moving forward. It feels like productivity. It feels like progress. And then if somebody like me is telling you that, hey, you need to go back and actually audit your entire podcast and every single episode that you've ever recorded, that's going to probably feel like going backwards. It's going to feel like you're editing some version of your past self, or like judging yourself, or it's going to feel like you're saying that like that version of you was wrong, or it's like admitting a mistake, right? But that's not true. It's not true. And I want to tell you why that's not true. Now, I believe that there's a time and a place for volume. There's a time and a place to go forward and produce more, right? But if you don't have the foundations of not only your business, but your podcast set up for success to actually attract those dream listeners who will then turn into warm leads, who will then turn into clients, there is a few things that have to happen. And one of those things is not just moving forward and continuing to publish every single week. And the reason why is because your podcast is evergreen. It is going to live forever. So there are very few reasons why people should go backwards and look at the past. Now, generally speaking, even in life, I believe that we can absolutely learn from our mistakes, as we should. But overall, you have to look forward, because there's nothing that we can do to change the past. There's nothing that we can do that will fix a mistake that we made in life, right? The things that we said, the things that we did, we can never take those things back, right? We can never get time back, right? With the podcast, we can go back though, and we should go back. And the reason why is because, again, your podcast is evergreen. And so what I mean by that is we have a platform that is very forgiving, meaning you can go back and optimize your titles, your show notes. You can even, if you wanted to, which I don't recommend this because that would be like a very, very extensive and intense project, but you can actually swap the audio files out as well if you really wanted to like fix the audio file that was attached, right? Like I said, I don't recommend that, but it's very forgiving because you can go back and you can make adjustments to these things. So you can fix those broken show note links. You can fix those call to actions. You can fix those things. And what I think that most people don't understand the most about this is you publish an episode, yes, but going back to it being evergreen, your podcast will be found years from now. So if your podcast is still on a hosted platform, right, it's still able to be found. So you could have published an episode 3 years ago and it's still going to be found and it's still going to get plays. It might not get a ton of plays. That all depends on your audience size and it depends on your niche and it depends on a lot of different things, but those episodes will still get plays. And so that's why that's so important. So it's not really about going backwards, but it's about going back and optimizing. So that way, moving forward, when people find you, they're sent to the right place. The second thing that I'm seeing is you don't know what's actually broken. You might have like a vague feeling that something is off with your show, but you have no framework for what to look at. So going back and doing these things, it feels very overwhelming. And that's fair because it is a lot of work. And it depends on how deep you want to get into it, because it can really be this really extensive and intense project. But it is so worth it. Even if you do the bare minimum, it is so worth it. The third thing that I'm realizing, and this is kind of like, I'm lumping these together, but they're kind of separate when you take it at face value, but they're either worried about what they'll find or they don't care about what they'll find. And so if you are like worried about it, you're like, oh my gosh, if I go look, I'm going to see the old CTAs and the dead links. And oh my gosh, there's like, you know, the retired lead magnets and all these different things. And you don't want to go back and you don't want to see that version of yourself who didn't quite know what she was doing yet. And that can be very humbling and also very cringy. I went back and I looked at episode number one of this podcast. I went back the other day and I actually looked at the very first episode of my podcast and I looked at the transcript. I couldn't even bring myself to listen to it. And there was so many ums and I'm like, did I not edit these out? Like, what is happening here? And so it can be very humbling for sure. And so most people are just like worried about that aspect of it. Or on the other hand, they just don't care. They don't care. They feel like, you know what? I did the thing and I'm just going to continue to publish episodes every week or every other week, whatever my cadence is. And at least I'm doing it. So I don't really care. I'm just going to keep on moving forward. And the issue with that is when you have that mindset, I mean, again, like, and don't get me wrong, like that's, at least you're doing it, like, because most people never work up the courage to start a podcast or, you know, to start a YouTube channel. So the fact that you are doing it says a lot about you as a person. But like I said earlier, there's a time and a place where you should go back. And I truly believe that your podcast episodes are one of those things that, you know, you should go backwards. You should go back and you should care. And you should make sure that when somebody does find you 3 years from now or a month from now, that they're redirected to the right place, because your podcast is not a memoir. It's a marketing asset. If your podcast is supposed to support your business, and marketing assets, they get audited and optimized all the time, right? So you wouldn't leave a sales page from 2023 on your website with a broken checkout link and just hope that somebody's going to find their way around it, right? Like, well, I know that the checkout link is broken, but they'll just email me and make a payment that way. So you wouldn't do that. So why are we doing that with our podcast, right? And again, I'm talking to myself here too. I am currently auditing this very podcast that has over 160 episodes. And I have recently audited the first 10 episodes and I literally found 6 to 7 competing call to actions across those 10 episodes. Some were retired freebies. Some had my old, all of those episodes had my old email address. Now, luckily, I still have access to this email, but man, that was the first thing that I should have done when I got a new email, was I should have went back and updated the show notes with my new email address so that people can email the correct address. And then the episode numbers and the titles. This is a way bigger conversation, but every single one of my episodes had numbers in it. And I have decided through my own audit to remove those numbers. So you'll notice that the most recent episodes, they don't have numbers. And there's a reason for that. And it's so funny to look back at, because I have been in this industry for nearly 4 years now. And I was making all of these mistakes. And there are so many more. Like, I can't wait. Like, I cannot wait to give you the full breakdown of what all I was doing on this podcast. And I thought I was so aligned. And when I look back at it, I understand why I made the decisions that I did. But I'm coming to find that it's just one of those situations of the cobbler's kids have no shoes, right? Like, I'm making sure that my clients' shows are on point and that their messaging is what it should be. And I wasn't applying that to my own show until recently. And so with that being said, you know, on this show, I give you the actionable things that you can do right now. And so I'm going to walk you through 4 things that almost every back catalog has that needs fixed. Number 1 is outdated call to actions. So you are most likely sending your podcast listeners to offers that do not exist anymore, or worse, those links are dead, or even worse than that, you didn't even put a link in your show notes. Number 2, vague titles that will not get found. These are actually in no particular order, but this is probably number 1. Stop with the cute titles. Just please stop with the cute titles. It's not going to help you at all. So titles like "Let's Chat About Marketing" or "My Thoughts About This," like, they do not surface in search and they don't make anybody click in the actual podcast app. Number 3 is show notes that are written for nobody. So summaries of the episode that don't help SEO and they don't sell the episode, meaning they don't tell somebody why they should click and listen. And then number 4 is having no clear next step. So the listener finishes the episode, they feel something, they know that they love you and they know that you are their person. You're the person that they listen to on this particular topic, but there's nothing for them to do. And so the listener finds your old episode today that you published months or even years ago, listens to the whole thing, has a moment with you. And remember, podcasting is very intimate. And then she falls into a black hole. And then that's a lead that you just lost. But here's the thing, my friend. And again, I said this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. Podcasting is evergreen. An episode that you recorded 2 years ago is being found today by somebody who needed exactly that message, which is so wild. That is the entire reason that podcasting is one of the best long-term marketing assets that you can build for your business. It nurtures, it educates, it compounds, but it only compounds if you actually optimize it to convert. An old episode with a dead call to action link and with show notes that do not speak to that person and a title that does not speak to that person and pull them right in, it doesn't compound. It's just going to sit there. And so going back and auditing and optimizing your podcast back catalog is the single most high leverage move that you can make for your business and your podcast right now if you want your podcast to be a true asset for your business. And trust me, it's not glamorous, it's not new, it's not sexy at all, but it is sitting there waiting for you. And most of your peers, most of your competitors will never do it because it doesn't feel like growth. It feels like going backwards. And so while everybody else is chasing the next big launch and the next big download spike, the woman who goes back and cleans up the work that they already did, they're the ones that are going to quietly start getting clients from the episodes that they recorded a year ago. And I'm so passionate about this. And I know that you can hear it in my voice because I feel like I feel it. But I am just so tired. I am so tired of thinking to myself, and I'm not even talking about anybody else right now. I'm not talking about competitors or even imposter syndrome. I'm talking about all of the ideas that I get. I'm like, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to host a summit. I need to host a conference. I need to do an in-person retreat. I need to do this. I need to do that. And we can just get so in our heads and we can kind of go down this spiral. If you're anything like me, maybe you're not. Maybe you're like, no, Pamela, I have everything all together and I only do one thing at a time. Please teach me your ways. But for me, I have lots of ideas. And so sometimes it gets hard for me to prioritize what actually is the priority. And I'm really tired of my students and my clients and people in my world thinking that they need to like create more. It's like, no, you've already created so much with your podcast and you are probably sitting on so much content that you have no idea about, that you don't even realize that you have that much content. And so there's so much good that comes from doing a podcast audit. And one of those things is it's going to give you more content ideas because you can go back and you can re-record those episodes today with a new fresh title and a new angle. You can do an update on the episode. and refer back to it so people can go listen to, you know, the first version of it. And then if you're anything like me, I've promised so many things. And I have like a little running poll inside of school of like, okay, how many episodes do you think that Pamela promised over 3.5 years? Because there's been so many episodes where I'm like, and be sure to subscribe because I'm going to be going deeper into this topic. And then I never do. Why? Because I had no systems. So going back and auditing your podcast comes down to making sure that every single episode has these three things. A clear dream listener. Every single episode has to know who it's for. Number two, every single episode has to have a purpose tied to your offers. And number three, an intentional call to action. One next step, not four, not five, not zero, one. And it has to make sense based on what they just heard. And if you go back and you look at your previous episodes, you're going to be able to see immediately where those leaks are and why it is so important that you do this. And also, you don't have to go back and, you know, touch every single episode, but you do have to triage the ones that are getting the downloads and make sure that those ones are at least doing their job. So if this is hitting you right now, if you're feeling this and you don't know where to start, there's one thing that you can do this week. Look at your top three downloaded episodes, just three. You can go straight to your host and you can do the little filter thing or however your podcast host has it set up, and it will show you your most top downloaded episodes. And then for each one of those, ask, is there a clear person that this episode is for? Is this episode tied to my offer? And does this have a call to action, that one next step? And if the answer is no on any of those three, you just found the easiest, fastest, most high leverage thing that you can do to audit and optimize your podcast, which will in turn help your business this week, right? You don't have to overhaul the whole catalog in one sitting, but you just have to start with the episodes that are already doing the most work for you. And again, if you want the actual framework, not just the permission, right? That's what the masterclass is for. It's called How to Get Warm Leads and Clients from Old Podcast Episodes. The link is in the show notes. I cannot wait to see you there. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.